The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus went to the district of Tyre. He entered a house and wanted no one to know about it, but he could not escape notice. Soon a woman whose daughter had an unclean spirit heard about him. She came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by birth, and she begged him to drive the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She replied and said to him, "Lord, even the dogs under the table eat the children's scraps." Then he said to her, "For saying this, you may go. The demon has gone out of your daughter." When the woman went home, she found the child lying in bed and the demon gone. The Gospel of the Lord. It's very interesting. From the beginning of this gospel passage, the woman comes on behalf of her daughter, but we're not told how old her daughter is. Was her daughter 20 or 30 or maybe a little bit younger, maybe in her teens? Then at the end we hear the mother goes home and she finds her child lying in bed. What is a child for Jewish people? Someone under the age of 12. So this little girl might have been 8 or 10 years old. How does a child, an innocent child, become possessed by a demon? Sadly, it is almost always in and through the activity of their parents, or at least an authority figure close to them, an aunt, an uncle, a grandparent. And I would posit that most likely it was in and through her mom, because it's in and through her mom when her mother breaks off whatever tie that is with whatever spirit, the daughter is set free. Now, it's not through faith. Our Lord doesn't say, "Your faith has saved you, go, your daughter's now fine." When a miracle happens through faith, our Lord acknowledges that. But this woman is not a woman of faith. But what does she do? I would posit that it's most likely that that woman had gone to some source other than God for power or knowledge or healing. Someone practicing witchcraft, a psychic, some other occult master. And when she acknowledges our Lord Jesus Christ as the true master and Judaism as the true religion through which God works, our Lord says, for saying that, for acknowledging the truth, and now you're on the way to conversion, your daughter is free. Now don't go seek any other masters again, or something worse will happen. It's amazing, through deliverance prayers, how often when someone goes through them, their family members are affected by it. Their children or their parents begin to be set free. The man who came and 25 years suffering with pornography, an addiction he had inherited from his dad, when he goes through deliverance prayer, his dad begins to be healed. Or a woman who comes to me and acknowledges things from her past that she had done wrong, and all of a sudden her relationships with her children start to be strengthened and they become reunited again. My brothers and sisters, our sins affect those around us or anything we do that is not of God, and how important it is that we be set free from those things because they do affect those around us. May we acknowledge our Lord Jesus Christ as the true master of all things and the one who has the ability to set us free. May we turn to him for freedom.